So we're gonna compare Ammon and Moab to Edom and the Mitzrayim. What should be our relationship with them? So if you look in this week's parsha, Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk says Lo Yavo Ammoni Moavim Bikal Hashem. Ammoni Moavim cannot come into the congregation of Hashem, meaning they can't get married. Gam Dor Asiri, even the 10th generation Lo Yavo Lohem Bikal Hashem Adolam. They can never enter. They can never get married. Right? That's like the story how Rus was able to get married. Why was she able to get married?
She was a woman.
It's a woman, right? Moaviv Lo Moavit, right? Also, I think one of Shlomo's wives was from Ammon. So a female can, but a male cannot. So that's this pasuk. Why is that? Al devar asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem v'mayim b'derech yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they didn't come forth with bread and water on the way when we left Egypt. That's number one. V'asher sachar alechas Bilam ben Beor v'psor v'am nerem l'kalecha. And they also hired Bilam ben Beor to curse you. Now, did both of them do that? Did one of them do one? Did one of them do the other? Right? You know, you have Ammon and Moab. Who hired Bilam?
Oh.
What? The Balak. Well, where's Balak from?
Moab.
Moab. Right. So the question is: a question. Are these? Is this both of them? Is maybe one for each? Right. Yeah. Okay. So is it like one for each? Like both of them. And then it says, "Lo va Hashem lokecha lishma Bilam." Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. Hashem turned the curse in for you into a blessing because he loves you. Hashem lokecha. Then it says, "Lo sidro shalomam v'tovosam kol yimecholam." Don't seek out their peace and their goodness. You know, all your days forever. So in other words, number one, don't marry the men Ammon and Moab because they did two bad things. Right? Didn't make Pete. Didn't come out with food and water. Didn't have a whole sushi platter. Didn't have some nice cookies for. Didn't have anything. Right? They didn't have anything. And also they hired Bilam to curse you. And don't seek out their peace and their goodness. Also, so that's also like another zinger. And then it says, Lo sisaev adomi ki achichahu, lo sisaev mitri ki gar yisabratzo. Don't despise someone from Edom. After all, he's your brother. Don't despise an Egyptian because you are strangers in their land. And by the way, if you were to think about like who are like the greatest arch enemies of the Jewish people, you would say what? Like Edom? And you would say the Mitzrayim. Like those seem to be like our arch enemies. And yet the Torah says, you know, Ammon and Moab, don't seek their peace ever. Or don't seek their peace. Edom and Mitzrayim, don't despise them. And Barim Asher Yivolu Lahem, Dor Shlishi Yivolu Lahem Mikal Hashem. Third generation, right? There's some one of them converts. Third generation, they can marry into the Jewish family. So it almost, if I were to ask you, like if you were to pick, you know, who's most likely, which converts most likely could you marry, and which ones couldn't you marry? You would probably think again, if you didn't know the halacha, you just know the stories. You would think that Egypt. Like, they're like our arch enemies. Like, you know, remember what they did to us? They enslaved us in Egypt. And also the reason is strange. Okay, Edom was your brother, fine. But don't be disgusted. Lotus Sa'ev Mitzri, because you were strangers in their land. So why is that a reason? Why is that a reason? Because you're stranger to the land, so you can't despise them? What does that mean?
Meaning that you somehow, even though maybe you suffer there,
right?
But in the end, we benefit because we had a place where to live, where okay. to work. Where...
It's trying to like teach us character traits of.
What you're saying?
There still needs to be some element of the character.
We're saying character traits what?
Okay. Of being, you know, of if we're gonna have this thing of looking out for the gear when we have our struggle, you know.
So you're saying we should look at, right? So it's interesting that it's true that the Egyptian experience did teach us how to be kind to the stranger because we experienced that. But it's almost as if we're saying, well, you know what? We still give them some karsatov. They still were kind to us, maybe. I don't know. It's a little strange. So I want to share with you, I think there are two different approaches, I think, on how to understand this. So I have a lot of questions here. I have, what's the difference between the Amon and Moav and the one in Mitzrayim and the Edomim, right? What did Amon do wrong? There's no mention in the Torah, by the way, about how Amon and Moav did cover with food. Like, do we ever have that? Like, it never mentioned that. Now, here's the question. Amon and Moav, right? So they didn't, what happened? They went to Edom. Did Edom come forward with food? I don't know. There's no evidence that Edom came forward with food either. We don't know anything about what anyone did, right? There's also mentioning about Bilam. Bilam wanted to curse you. He didn't let you. He blessed you. Why are we mentioning that again? What's this lashon of not seeking their goodness? Why lo titaev Adomi? Why can't you simply say you can marry the third generation of an Adomi or a Mitzri? What's it? Don't despise them. Like, don't seek the peace of Amon and Moab, but don't despise the Egyptians and the. These are very strange language, and more than that, like, what? Like, this is a general question. Like, so what the Amon and Moab did years ago, thousands of years later, why should it make a difference if someone converts from that generation? Like, why should that make a difference?
Maybe they have the character traits. They grew up in a society.
Right.
They've been living there for hundreds of years.
So you would have to argue that there's something about their character traits that passes on, which you cannot get rid of, even with conversion, maybe. Okay, so we have to think about that. Okay. So the Midrash I got that.
Isn't that like antithetical to like the Jewish belief?
You mean on free will, you can change.
Yeah, you can change.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What's it have to say on Dora Siri and
Yeah, I don't have a good answer to that. That just might be like, sometimes it says there probably is an answer to this. I think there's like a I think it's Rabbi Shmuel who says sometimes Dibra Torah Kaloshim Bnei Adam, like he's telling you like, oh my God, not even 10 generations. Like I don't know if that's just like this is how people speak. I haven't researched that. It's a good question. I haven't researched that. I don't know if that's simply saying you can never, Even the 10th generation, they could ever come. But you're right. It seems to be extra. I agree with you. So if you look in the Midrash Agadah, right, the Midrash Agadah says, so what's the reason? Al devar shelo kidmu eschem lo zachru hatova shasa Avram Lot. Wow. We're going back to Avram Lot. They didn't express gratitude what Avram did to Lot, right? Because Avram and Moav, they are children of the daughters of Lot, the children of the daughters of Lot, the children of Lot also, right? So the Shomali Avram Lo Nimat Lot Mistom. If not for Avram, Lot wouldn't have escaped from Sodom. Shemavahib Shechetz Alkima Torah Kikar Vizkar Alkima Avram Yistach Lot Mitoch Afecha. So when Hashem destroyed right the all these cities, Sodom and Amora, so he brought out Lot. So Vehem Lo Bo Me'Alam Milmali Lo Nitzal Lot. So they wouldn't have come into the world without saving Lot. So number one is lack of gratitude. Number two is Avoda Asher Sachar Lecha. They hired Bilam. He said Aval Hanashim Imit Gairot Yochol LiYisrael LiStamehem. But what women can? So why can women marry them? So he says Ein Darkam LeKadem Nashim Lefnei Anashim Kol Kvod Basnach Pnima Tznius. It's good. It worked in the women's favor, because women should stay indoors back then. At least they felt. No, at least in biblical times, it's not the way for a woman to go out to give food to the soldiers. So therefore, the men should have been expected to go out and provide. And nowadays, like the opposite, the women are the ones who generally provide all the food. They do all the chesed, not as much the men. But in these biblical times, right, the women were more in the tents, and the men should have come forth, and therefore only the men can't marry into the Jewish religion, not Jewish people, and not the women. And then, so what does it mean, lo tidrosh l'shalom? What does it mean, don't seek their peace? Don't try to make peace with them if you're waging war, right? Don't even try to seek peace. She cut off all their fruit trees. Okay, Okay, you showed up. Okay. Okay, in any case, so that's Midrash Haggadah. We'll read a little more. Rashi. Lo t'ta'ev Adomi. So he says, don't despise Adomim. Legamri. When he says don't despise, that means don't complete, like, when you say lo t'ta'ev means, like, don't despise them. You're allowed to hate them, but not really, really despise them. So Rashi is saying, you can hate them, but don't despise them completely. V'alvisha roi l'chala tavo. Even though you have every right to despise them because they came with a sword to meet you. Lo t'ta'ev mitzri, mikol v'kol af al pisha zorku zechrem layor. They threw your kids into the men, into the sea. Right? So why should you not despise mitzriim? Matam. Sheyolachem achsanya b'shasat chak. They were hosts, not the best hosts. Now, by the way, when were they good? They were good hosts at some point. When were they good hosts?
Prior to them.
So there is something about expressing gratitude to them because they were before this. I'm not sure if it's referring to that. I guess. I'm not sure. In any case, and therefore, you can marry them.
It's a little bit crazy. I think it's like showing like, you know, crest of the Germany. You know?
Yeah,
they were there for a while. You know? Like,
no, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I thought Yosef turned like the whole Pontus into serfs anyway, and
right.
They weren't much better than slaves. So it was really like the upper class, the ruling class, that was the problem.
Okay, are you saying a lot of people weren't? You saying a lot of people weren't?
Yeah, I think the junk.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think he turned them out, but maybe if there are different levels, and the bottom were the Jews still. The Jews were still the bottom. The Hebrews the bottom. But you're right, Joey. I mean,
wasn't so great.
No, you're right. It's like a little strange. Like these are like our number one arch enemies. Like, okay,
they're Malik. Even a Malik, they can convert and you can marry
him
as well.
Right, yeah.
Because it said, right?
By the way, there's a machlokas about that. There's a machlokas about that, whether you're allowed to, there are like many different approaches to that, but there's one approach that they can convert. There's another approach that you're not allowed to convert them, but if they do convert, then they're good. But you're right. Like, it seems like, I have an approach to this, but you're right. There's a whole line of thinking here which point is certain good traits, but like, I agree with you. It's like a little strange. Again, you can distinguish between the Germans, the Nazis, maybe, and the Egyptians, maybe. The Egyptians, they're like, they had a whole slave culture. Is that worse than, how you compare genocide to slave culture? I don't know. But your question is a good question. Right. But to try to justify Rashi, you'd have to say that like, everyone had slaves in those days. It wasn't to wipe out the Jews. And anyway, what motivated Paro to actually, he was nervous about them. What was he nervous about? Nervous that they were going to
the
nations and take over them. So like, again, I'm not justifying what they did, but you know, you can argue though that the Nazis were worse. In any case, I mean, Rashi says, that's what he coined the Torah. If you look in the, and then what does he say about, look what he says about in Pasuk Tes. He says, Halamata, in sort of the middle of this, Halamata, in the middle of Pasuk Tes, Rashi says, behold, you learn, Shehamachti la'adam kashelo min harago. This is an interesting point. If someone who causes others to sin, it's worse than someone who kills them. Shehargo hogo malamazah. Someone who kills them, he kills them in this world. Machti malti min olamazah malam haba. So he says, Lefichach Edom, because if you cause someone to sin, then you take him from this world to the next world. Lefichach Edom shekadum becherav. Edom says, when the Bnei Yisrael were coming, so what did he do? They came with the sword. They said, you're not crossing into, you're passing our land. So okay, that's one thing. Lo yitav, they're not despised. Chaymitzim shetavom, even the Egyptians who drowned them, they're not despised. Ve'ilu shechtiyum nitavu. Ammon and Moab, or we know definitely Moab did. I'm not sure about Ammon, it's not clear, but certainly Moab, seemed Ammon was in on the plan also, that how did they cause the Bnei Yisrael to sin? With the Baal Peor, which is also interesting, you know, like someone, you know, it's like, this reminds me of what we say in the Haggadah. What do we say by the Haggadah? What we say, Shalom Paro Lo, of course they call. I mean, it's a difficult line that we say that Paro He only wanted to kill the males, and Lot wanted to uproot everything. Like, he wanted to, I mean, I understand.
I mean, assimilate his
wife. Right, right. It's just like, you know, we think about murder as what's worse, what's better. These things are interesting concepts. We can think about these things. So that's what the Torah is saying here. The Ramban has a line, and the Ramban says that he breaks it up. He says that Amon, if you look in, I have the psukim, you know, in Devarim Perek Beis, the last source on the first page, Moshe is recalling what happened. He says, you're crossing the border of Moab, which is Ar, the Karafta Mul Bnei Amon, and you're going to get close to Bnei Amon. Al tzurim al tizkarbam. Don't lay siege to them. Don't fight with them. Kilowatim eretz bnei Amon l'chal Yerusha. You can't conquer Amon's territory. I'm giving it to Bnei Lot. And then it says veshlach malachim mimidras mimibak teimos al sicho. Then we want, like, Bnei Israel had to get into they had to cross somewhere, like on modern day Jordan, to get to Israel, to cross the Jordan River. So they go to Edom. No, you're not coming by us. You know, you go to Amon Moav. You're not coming by us, right? So that now they're going to Amon. You're not coming by us, or at least they said you can't. Edom, you can't come by us. Shem's like, don't go to Amon. Now they're sending them to Sichon Mel Cheshbon. Let me pass by your land, Pasachav Zion, Ebravar Tzachabaderech. Right? Let me. I just want to pass by. I want to cross your land. I don't want
to.
Yeah, I'm not going to go left or right. I'm not going to settle there. I mean, Ochel Ba Kesef Tashpiredi. If you want, I'll pay for my food, I'll pay for my drink. Just let me pass by, and let me read this last, the next passage. You turn the page a second, then we'll go back to Ramban. Like the Bnei Esav did, and the Moavim did. In other words, it seems that Bnei Esav and the Moavim maybe gave them food. Right? In other words, I just want it. I'll buy food. Or it says, Kasher Sudli Bnei Esav Yoshim. Bnei Esav and the Moavim did something. Right? He says, and so what does that refer to? So now if you go back to the Ramban, he says, Matsinu, Ocha B'Ket Teshbein V'Achad Ma'im Ketzev Titen Li V'Shosisi Kasher Sudli Bnei Esav V'Moavim. So what did Esav Moav actually do? V'Niri Lai, says the Ramban, Ki Akaz of Yerchik Shnei Achim Ha'ela, Show you Gumali Chesem Yavram. These two brothers, that they received kindness from Avram, because Shehitzel Avim VeIma Minachera VaShvi, right? Avram saved their parents, right? Avram saved Lot and Lot's daughters, who were the parents of Avram and Moav, and right, and then VaHayu Chayam, skip a line. Lasos Tovim Yisrael, they should have done goodness. They should have given fair to Jewish people. V'heimasu imam ra, they did bad. Ha'echad tzachar alav Bilam ben Moav v'Moavim. Moav hired Bilam. Right? That was explicit. Balak hired Bilam to curse them. Va'echad lo kadam osa balecha v'mayim kasher karvu l'mulo. So in our parsha, Perkim Chagim Pasukei, said they didn't come forward with bread and water. That's actually referring to only Amon. Amon didn't come forward with bread and water, and Moav didn't hire Bilam. Kamosha Kasuv Ata Over quotes the Pasuk, you're crossing Moav and you're reaching Amon, and the Pasuk warns them, Al Tisurim Al Tiskarbam, the Haim Lo Kidmo Osam Klal. They didn't come forth at all. Because the Pasuk said, Kasher Osuli Bnei Esamov Amonim. In other words, when Moshe came to Sichon, he says, I'll give you money for the food, and I'll give you water for money. And just like Esav and Moav came forth with food and water to me, okay, I may have paid for it, but they came forth with food and water, he doesn't mention Amon. So that's the Ramban's opinion here, that Amon didn't give the food, and Amon tried to curse the Bnei Israel. Okay. Moav tried to curse Bnei Israel, right. And then
I don't see the equivalence between that, but okay.
Well, what's worse?
The cursing is probably worse.
The cursing is probably worse. Yeah, maybe, right? Or it's the cursing is...
One is actively doing something.
Right, right, one's passive. Right. The question is, right, should you, is it, the question really is, it could also be the following question, like, Yeah, in other words, you there's certain qualities that you don't want to have as, you know, even if someone converts. So maybe you're right. Someone, you know, we say that, you know, one of the things that the Jewish people are known for, they're gomle chasadim, right? So if someone is so, maybe it was so evident, they have this whole nation passing by, and they didn't even want to help them out, I agree with you. There's a difference between omission and commission. I agree with you. This position is saying, at least the Ramban is saying, that is viewed as a lack of menschlichkeit, so critical to being part of the Jewish people. But I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Like, I mean, it's not...
Robert,
yeah.
I have a question that whenever I read this in the Torah, it always bothered me.
Yeah.
It seems to me that they were supposed to be suspicious of the Jewish people, so many people coming in and coming into their land.
Right.
I mean, why would they be motivated to give them food, help them, when they know that they are coming and they're afraid, they're going to attack us, maybe they're going to take our
land? Listen, there's a question, and the Mefarshim, I'm not giving you, you're saying these answers aren't good answers, you have a better answer. No, I'm not like, it's a problem, I'm going to suggest a different answer, but the Mefarshim are struggling. As to, they're trying to find a reason why you can't marry Amon Moab. And they're looking around, like, what bad did they do that's so... What did they do that's so extremely horrific that resulted in you can never marry them? So they're looking through the Torah, and the only thing they can come up with is they're kafui tov, right? Avram helped out their parents, so they should have, you know, they should have been ever so grateful to the Bnei Yisrael. And also, well, here are some bad things that they did, right? They didn't provide food. They cursed them out. Maybe to your question, Aaron, that could be why the Barbanel, we won't read the Barbanel inside, but the Barbanel basically thinks that they did both things. I'm just saying, like, both each side did both sins. Both of them, there was both Avraham and Moab hired Bilam, and they didn't provide food. Now, that's not the simple reading of the text. But maybe he's bothered by your question.
But I agree with Yehuda. If somebody's coming into your land, you're not going to just let them. You don't know what they're going to do.
Right. So maybe not let them the land, but provide them food. At least go on your way, provide them food.
But you're afraid that they're, like you're saying, you're afraid that they're going to attack. Like, so
I'm not. No, but here they made it clear. They made it clear. They weren't going to release.
Anybody can say what they want.
Right. You said they're just terrible strategists. So one had a strategy that was terrible, and one was a terrible strategist.
Right. I hear you. So I hear you. So I'm gonna say something different. So anyway, again, this first approach that you see a lot of the Mefarshim, which I hear your question. You all ask great questions. The first approach focuses on ethical character. We don't want certain types of people marrying into our nation because maybe they'll be a bad influence. Because they have these types of character traits are ingrained in them, whether it's they curse them, whether they have a lack of hakaras hatov, a lack of chesed, however you want to formulate it. We're struggling, we've got to find some reason, right? I mean, the Torah gives a reason. So you have to, Torah, God felt that this was, or Moshe felt, saying in the name of God, that this was the reason. So you have to, is it only these reasons? That they didn't come forth with bread and water and they hired? Did they do both? Was it both of these plus that Avram had helped them? Maybe. So I have a different way of, that's one way of looking at it. Right? Avram and Moab were ingrates. Egypt did chesed. And by the way, there was no tova done to Egypt. I mean, you could say Yosef maybe, but there was not, it's not the same thing, maybe. And Edom is, did Edom do chesed? So if you look at Edom, so where is Edom? So, right, so did, one second. So Edom is, because why? Ki achichahu, he's a relative. Right, that's what Torah says, he's a relative, he's blood. Okay? And that's one way of looking at it. I think there's another way to look at it. And maybe it's the difference. It's not a good analogy. That was a good analogy, but it's not a good analogy. But the approach is the following. The question is, like, is the when someone converts, what are you concerned mostly about? Someone converts. Like, someone converts with you. What?
Intentions.
Intentions, and like, are they going to be sincere in their conversion? Right? Intentions, right? In other words, maybe there is an issue, maybe the difference between Ammon and Moab, maybe these different things that Ammon and Moab did or didn't do reflect insincerity. If you think about it, and I'll make two different points. Again, what's the concern? The concern is an individual, if they convert, are they going to be sincere? Are people belonging to a certain nation, are we concerned that they're, in general, because of their character traits, they're not going to be sincere? And number two is, what's the likelihood of influence in Eretz Yisrael? What's the likelihood of them, if a whole host of, you know, Ammonim and Moavim who convert, will they have, or what will be their influence on Eretz Yisrael? Now, Ammon and Moav, maybe you can say that, right, it's not two separate sins. It's a joint sin. In other words, no nation did anything against the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael left Egypt except for Amalek, right? Other nations did not confront us, right? The other nations didn't confront us. What's the danger of Ammon and Moav? The danger of Ammon and Moav might be that they tried to deal with us in a sneaky manner. That was their fail. That's what they did. In other words, we're not going to give you food or drink, and we're going to hire someone to curse you out, and we're not going to tell you about it, right? In other words, Bnei Israel didn't know. We're reading the book, and we're saying, "Oh gosh, look what Balak is doing, look what Bilam's doing." They don't know what's going on. They're in their tents. So maybe the point is, you can't trust them. Maybe when the pasuk says, Lo sidro shlomam v'tovasam kol yomecha, means what? Even if they do convert and they live amongst you for a number of generations, don't trust them because you can get influenced by them. In other words, because basically what are we saying? Hashem loves you. But what's the pasuk? What's the pasuk say by Bilam? It says, he quotes this pasuk of Bilam. V'lo ava Hashem, right? He says that they heard Bilam. There's this pasuk. V'lo ava Hashem elokecha lishmo Bilam. And Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. Hashem turned the curse into a blessing. Why? Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you, but they don't love you. You can think they love you. You think they think that their conversion is sincere, but maybe it's really not. And in fact, if you look in Sefer Shoftim and Malachim, it happens to be that a lot of the avodah zarah that Bnei Israel did in Shoftim was from Moav and Ammon. They were influenced by their gods. Shoftim perek yud pasuk vav. V'yisu Bnei Israel asos arav Bnei Hashem v'yavdu es ba'alim v'ashtarot v'es elohei arav v'es elohei tzidon elohei Moav elohei Bnei Ammon. In Melachim Aleph, Shlomo built Abama lichmosh shikutz Moav v'lemolach shikutz Bnei Ammon. So maybe there's a greater degree of influence. You don't find that much. I mean, I don't know. I haven't searched all of Navi. Certainly, you don't find that them worship. I mean, Egypt's pretty far away from Israel, so it might also be not the biggest deal if Egypt wants to come there to Israel. You know, it might not be the biggest deal. You also don't find. I don't think they are wrong that Edom, who's the god of Edom? We don't know about it. We know the gods of Moab, the gods of Ammon. So there could be an influence. So my point is, there could be lack of sincerity. That these behaviors reflect a lack of sincerity, and also maybe there's a greater influence, even if they convert. Because remember, like nowadays, okay, you convert, you're Jewish. In those days, you convert. Even the Jews were tempted for avodah zarah. So even if they convert, I don't know if there was what was a formal conversion. You slip and you slide back to your avodah zarah, and you're more of a concern of influence. Edomim and Mitzrayim, right? We don't like them either, but lo ta'ev, no to'eva. Why? Because with Edom and Egypt, you know what you get. In other words, they're honest. So if they convert and they continue after a few generations, you know it's genuine. Right? Edom is your brother. He will be honest with you. He's achicha. And also, right, in Egypt, you're a stranger in his land. There's no mention of a Avodah Zarah of Edom or Egypt in the Nevi'im Rishonim, so it's not as problematic. So maybe, so I want to suggest that maybe it may not be, because I'm also bothered by some of these answers that some of the Rishonim give, but maybe the issue is more about a lack of sincerity. Now, even if someone's wicked and evil, they've done wicked and evil things, but they're mamish in your face. You know, if I don't like you, if you don't like me, you tell me so I know. You know, don't be this, you know, two-faced. And one thing, the other thing, you can't trust them. I'm going to move them so they can't trust them. And also maybe the influence on the other gods, and maybe that reflected why you can never marry an Amon HaMoavi, but Mitzri and Edom, after a few generations, you might be allowed to.